got scared when the lights went out at first, but then it was kind of fun. Except that Kendall got hurt.
It's dangerous to walk around in the dark, but it's much worse to live your life in the darkness of sin. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and I've got a great story in scripture today that will help you grow your faith in God. A couple weeks ago, a power outage in my neighborhood kept all of our lights off for about 3 hours. It was kind of fun at first, but then I stubbed my toe on the dresser while I was trying to find a flashlight. Ouch! Being in the dark for too long is bad enough, but imagine living your whole life in spiritual darkness. When we believe in Jesus, we are able to see, just like 1 John 1:7 tells us. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Our story today is called In the Dark. The dining room at Camp Makoma rang with singing as the youth group gathered for bedtime devotions. A storm had been brewing over the lake, and soon thunder and lightning interrupted the singing. Suddenly, the dining hall was enveloped in darkness. "Sit tight," Mr. Mike said. "Mr. Scott will see about getting the lights back on." At first, the kids huddled where they were, but soon they got accustomed to the darkness and became braver. Ignoring Mr. Mike's warning, some of them started moving around. "Becca, there's a mouse on your leg," Cody called out. Becca laughed. "If there were one, you wouldn't even be able to see it." As the kids moved around, something brushed against Kendall's leg. "What's that?" she screamed as she jumped back, bruising her knee on a table. "All right, kids, calm down," Mr. Mike ordered, and the group reluctantly settled down. "While we wait for the lights to come back on, let's think about what happened tonight. How did you feel when the lights first went out?" Cody laughed. "The girls were scared," he said. "I think you all were a little uncomfortable," said Mr. Mike. "But when you got used to the darkness, some of you actually enjoyed it and had fun scaring each other. Was that a good thing?" "No," Kendall promptly replied. "I think it's dangerous. I hurt my leg." "Wandering in darkness can be dangerous," agreed Mr. Mike. "And it's especially dangerous to wander in what we refer to as the darkness of sin. We sometimes get used to that kind of darkness, too. We may get so used to a particular sin that we actually like it. We don't realize the danger until we get hurt. That's why we need Jesus. He's our light. When we recognize our sins for what they are and confess them to Him, He forgives us so we can walk in His light." Just then, the lights came back on and the group gave a loud cheer. Mr. Mike nodded. "We also tend to forget that someday everything will be brought to light. Instead of ignoring or hiding our sin, let's ask Jesus to forgive us and help us live in the light of His truth and love." So how about you? Would you like people to know everything you do, or would it be embarrassing for you? Don't be counted among those who loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. That's John 3:19. Don't stumble in the darkness of sin when you can walk in the light of Jesus. Confess your sins to Him and ask Him to forgive you. Then walk in the truth of His light and love. Our key verse is 1 John 1:7.
If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
And our key thought for today, walk in God's light. If you want an easy way to make time for God every day, then ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen to Keys for Kids wherever you have an Echo device, like in the kitchen when you're eating lunch or at bedtime just before you go to sleep. So just ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.